Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Last week, I spoke about vocabulary connected to fear. That was okay, but today, I want to be more positive. Instead of talking about what you're most afraid of, I want to know what you love the most. I'm going to talk about three things I love. Well, I'm going to talk about three different things, so you'll see the different sort of language you can use to talk about the things you love. And then, at the end, I'd like you to come to the Learn English Vocabulary website and tell me what you love in the comments on the page for this podcast. The topics I'm going to talk about are food, music, and hobbies. So to start off, I'm going to talk about food. Now, I love lots of different types of food, too much. But what do I love the most? This is a really difficult question. I love sushi and sashimi. I love rare steak and clams and barbecued fish. I'm partial to well-cooked pasta and very fond of fresh tuna. Okay, but the food I love the most, the food I crave the most, was something I ate when I lived in Jakarta. There was a restaurant that served prawns in a tangy curry sauce with little crispy shrimp. When you bit into a prawn, it would crack and burst between your teeth, releasing jets of rich, sweet and salty juices. It was so delicious. In the end, I must have been eating there every week. I just couldn't get enough of those prawns. I've just used four phrases to say that I like or love something. The first thing I said was, I'm partial to well-cooked pasta. To be partial to something means to like it more than other things. It's a bit old-fashioned and quite formal, so most people usually use it in a slightly jokey way, perhaps because they're admitting they like something that's not healthy or perhaps not very sophisticated. So if someone asked me if I like to drink, I might answer, I'm partial to the occasional small glass of whiskey. The next phrase I used was, I'm very fond of fresh tuna. To be fond of something means to like something or like doing something. There's something personal about the word fond. I think it's most commonly used about people. You know, I'm very fond of you. Or, he's very fond of his brother. If you use it to talk about food or an activity, it suggests an emotional connection. At least to me. I used the verb crave. To crave something means to want something very badly. A drug addict craves their drug when they've not had it for a while. I used to smoke cigarettes, and when I quit, the cravings were very unpleasant for a long time. Sometimes I wake up in the morning thinking about food, perhaps a particular meal at a restaurant or an ingredient. It will be on my mind all day. I crave some foods until I can satisfy my craving and eat whatever it is I've been dreaming about. I said I just couldn't get enough of those prawns. This is a nice phrase to say that you like something so much you're never satisfied. I can't get enough means I like something so much I want more and more of that thing. Okay, time to move on to music. So, what kind of music do I love? Well, this is another tricky question. You see, I'm really into all kinds of music. When I was a teenager, I was mad about Jimi Hendrix and just loved his guitar playing. But I probably listened to it too much because I only listen to it now and again these days. I've listened to so much music and I think I appreciate nearly all of it. I don't think I can really choose one band or album. Recently, I've been really enjoying Christian Scott, but I've also been listening to Joni Mitchell. I love different music at different times. When I'm driving, I'm addicted to Trombone Shorty, and my kids love it too. The first phrase I used was, I'm really into all kinds of music. To be into something means you really like it. It's a bit informal, so it's usually used to talk about the sort of music you listen to or the sort of films you like to watch.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards, like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials, and of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
You could also talk about other artists or theatre if you're a big fan. I don't think you'd use it as much to talk about food, though. I'm really into East Coast hip-hop. Not, I'm really into pizza. You could use it to talk about pizza, but it implies a level of understanding or sophistication. When I was a kid, I was mad about Hendrix. I used to get focused on one thing when I was young and listen to it all the time. I had Hendrix posters, Hendrix t-shirts, and would listen to his music all the time. To be mad about something means to like something so much it starts to take over other aspects of your life. To be crazy about means the same. I've known people who were crazy about heavy metal and who grew their hair and dressed in black and, well, you'd have known what sort of music they were into before you spoke to them. To appreciate means to see what's good about something or to recognise what's important or valuable about something. If someone does you a favour, you can say, "Thank you, I appreciate it. I understand the value of what you've done." Normally, if you appreciate music, it means you like listening to it. However, it is a bit cold and formal, so you might appreciate that music is well written and performed, but not have a strong emotional reaction. Normally, you only appreciate music because you do have an emotional reaction. I don't appreciate opera because I don't really like it and can't listen to it for long enough to understand it. The last phrase I used was to be addicted to something. I said, I'm addicted to Trombone Shorty. This means the same as I can't get enough of something. The more common use and origin of this word comes from drug addiction. However, there are other things that you can become addicted to that start out as a strong liking. People get addicted to gambling, to social media, to shopping, and even to exercise. The last topic I want to talk about is hobbies or free time activities. What do you love doing in your free time? I love playing my guitar. I have a really lovely guitar that my wife bought me for my birthday, and I don't get to play it enough. However, I really love playing it when I can. And I have two boys who are 4 and 6 years old. I really love just messing about and spending time with my boys. My oldest is nearly 7 and he's into everything. He adores animals and nature. And my youngest is a little monkey who's always getting into mischief. My youngest is a natural musician and dancer. It's really him who loves trombone shorty in the car and demands which tracks get played. This question is interesting because it's about activities and means you need to use gerunds. Gerunds are the noun forms of verbs. They're also known as the ing form. So to run becomes running. To play becomes playing. I love running. I love playing my guitar. I love messing around with my boys. The only new verb I used was when I said that my oldest son adores animals. Basically, adore means love very much. But I think it's a bit like to be fond of. If you adore something, it's important to you. You have a strong emotional bond with the things you adore. So, both of my boys love animals. All children love animals. But for my oldest, they're more important. He really adores them. I've covered a lot of verbs and phrases you can use to say what you love. Now it's your turn to have a go at using some of this language. There is an activity on the podcast page for you to test that you have understood the differences between these words and phrases and to help you confirm the way that they're normally used. After that, I want you to answer these questions in the comments section. Question 1. What food do you love? Question 2. What music do you love? Question 3. What do you love doing in your free time? I'm really looking forward to reading your responses. I will also post these questions on Facebook, so feel free to answer them there if you follow or like the Learn English Vocabulary Facebook page. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.